Did you really think your Twitter DMs were private? Wink. Think again. Uh-oh. Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, saying his mind was blown over the U.S. government's ability to access Twitter's users' private information before he acquired the platform last fall. This according to an exclusive Tucker Carlson interview with the billionaire, who's claiming the government had full access to users' DMs. Watch.
The degree to which various government agencies had effectively had full access to everything that was going on Twitter blew my mind. I was not aware of that.
Would that include people's DMs?
Yes.
No. You can catch the rest of the interview tonight on Fox News. So if the feds were in fact spying on private conversations, is there any chance more heads are going to roll? He's already fired like 3/4 of the workforce over there. The party panel is back. Lauren Wright, Richard Fowler, and Hannah Cox. So, Lauren, obviously, this is going to be a little bit different tone, the interview for Elon. He did a sit down with the BBC, and man, that interviewer really looked like a dum-dum. What would you like to hear from this exchange tonight?
You know, I don't know what to expect. I'm very excited to watch it. I'm teaching political communication this year to grad students, and we were just talking about AI last week. However, I have zero level surprise that the DMs are accessible, if that's true. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just one of the very jaded millions of Americans who sort of assume that their private communications are not private most of the time. And people have thought that for decades. Mm-hmm. Upwards of 90% of Americans, when we ask them, say the privacy and security of their communications is a priority. Just 6% trust the government and private companies to protect that information. And mm-hmm. So, yes, should be disturbing, Kennedy, but to me, not surprising at all.
Richard, what's your favorite thing about Elon Musk?
That's a great question that I'm not sure I have an answer to. Look, I think this interview is going to be very interesting, right? Because I think there's a lot of questions that the American people have for Elon Musk, because there's different days, he has different ideas, and based on those different ideas is how he determines how he runs his company. And I think with so much at stake for social media companies, including Twitter, people want to get into a mind of somebody who owns one of these companies because of the impact that they have on our society overall, whether mm-hmm. it's Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, you name it. These individual companies, the impact and the impact that they have on our young people, as well as our society, actually really matter. And I think this interview matters more when both sides of the aisle, both Democrats and Republicans, are really trying to wrap their mind around how they sort of pass laws to, you know, determine what the rules of the road for these companies.
Okay, now quickly, Richard, I want to move on to Hannah, but quickly, wouldn't you like to see the same level of transparency at Facebook and Snapchat, just to name two?
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. I think the American people need to know what's happening, right? Yeah. And especially to our young people, right? I think our young people are so impacted by these respective social media platforms that it's really important that parents know what's happening mm-hmm. so they can make the choice whether or not their children should have these apps on their cell phones.
That's a great point, and I think that part of the conversation will be ongoing. What worries me, and the reason that I want to see a little bit more inside these other companies, Hannah, is I want to know what the relationships are between federal agencies and big tech, because that is an unholy alliance. I don't even think we can gather how much information and how much snooping they are capable of doing together.
Yeah, I agree. I want to see the same thing, but I don't think either of us would be too surprised what we're going to find if they were doing this at Twitter. There's no doubt in my mind they were doing it at every other social media platform available to them. And at this point, I've heard the government often compared to an abusive ex-boyfriend or abusive partner, and I think that tracks, right? They're going through your phone. They're going through Twitter DMs. Why are we spending tens of thousands of dollars for me per year in taxes to pay these leeches to sit around and read our private communications? The polling says Americans care about this, but where's the proof? We've known that they're doing this for years now, and I've seen nobody fired from the U.S. government from it, right? You know, Elon came out and he fired a bunch of people from Twitter. That's great. I'm sure he, you know, needed to reduce the workforce there, and a lot of those people were happy to collude with the government. I'm glad they got fired. But what I want to see is heads roll within our government for this kind of behavior. What I want to see is our congressional leaders rise up and do something about it. Otherwise, the Constitution means nothing. If they get to just completely run roughshod over every amendment in the Bill of Rights, if they get to totally violate our right to privacy, come in and read our communications, use that to convict people of crimes at times without a warrant, without due process, then it's done. We're done as a country. So something has to happen.
I agree with you. I wish some of these congressional committees would really interrogate some of the individual actors within the FBI, within DHS, who were colluding with big tech.